Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about never get enslaved. In a society where selfishness and blind obedience are the norm, love and happiness vanish. And we see it right now. For most people, the top priority is worrying about what others think of them. And we see that right now. You see on focus, their focus on Facebook, how to go a smile good, right to the right moment, and so on. Therefore, Facebook is actually the thing of narcissism. Oh, do I look good? Is my smile good? Is my food good? The generation raised on mobile phone is the unhappiest in modern history, unhappier than the previous three generations. Get it right. The generation raised on mobile phones is the unhappiest in modern history, unhappier than the previous three generations. Nothing has to do with mobile phone. Even worse, almost everyone wants to fit in, which gives politicians the freedom to do whatever they want. You see, today, no? The Facebook was made to the right time so that the politician could make what they want. No? The main thing is that I look good on Facebook. Our generation fought for peace, social justice, and freedom, and we achieved it. The mobile phone generation, however, mostly cares about how they post themselves on social media and ignores politics. The results? Censorship. Overspending on the military-industrial complex. Massive corruption with money funneled into wars that never serve the citizen. This means, for instance, they give Ukraine five billion and 1 billion they take in their own pocket, or they get back from Zelensky. Coincident? My childhood was hell, and because of that, I decided to change my life completely. I choose happiness, love, spiritual well-being, and health, regardless of what others thought of me. And I achieved that, living outside the rules of society. Yes, I was bullied. People abandoned me. Yes, I had to pay a big price. I know. My family cut ties, and I laughed it off. Girlfriends tried to censor or tame me and dared to call it love. I walked away. Even now, I see women trying to censor men in almost every relationship, and the men are too cowardly to resist. This means they could not do such a thing. For example, I became a devotee of Bhagwan and Voret. For instance, today the same scenery. One guy wanted to censor me. I said, okay, make it one time more, I leave. And he made it one time more, I left. Then I see he doesn't fit to me, okay? Bye. So easy is it. So you get real friends, where you can be yourself. Bhagwan, I became a devotee of Bhagwan and Voret. Bhagwan encouraged free sharing of love and sexuality, even group experiences. I invested all my money in therapy, sold my car, and moved into a four-person community. I lived in India in an ashram for 10 years and in other ashrams across Europe. I changed my gurus many times. I repeatedly healed my body using alternative methods when doctor failed me. I've eaten only raw food, no rice, no noodles, only vegetables and fruit for 40 years. I've been drug-free for 40 years. I meditate and practice Qigong every day. So, you think that's all crazy? Okay, if you read the success story of entrepreneurs like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, you see that they became successful by refusing to live by society standards. Even Steve Jobs, huh? With long hairs in an ashram. Okay. Okay, we don't care. And what about religion and spirituality? Look at the lives of Buddha, Mohammed, Jesus, Moses. Did they confirm to society or did they leave it? Okay. If you want to be truly happy, successful or spiritual, you must leave the hurt mentality. You must leave the hurt mentality. Well, everything is fine if I follow this stupid peep. This is a mustard, in the mustard seed, this means last, the last speech or from Thomas, no? He said, the sheep that leaves the herd is more valuable than the entire stock. Okay. Otherwise, you are letting fear dictate your life, and fear is a terrible guide. Remember, narcissism comes before the downfall. The Bible warned us, and what they live today? We don't have God here anymore. He left us. And so we have all this friction, all this wars, all this BS. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.